Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And it's 6:20 on Wall Street. Good morning, I'm John Tucker. The European Central Bank minutes are out later today. Let's get a preview. Bloomberg Intelligence economist Maxine Spahi joins us this morning on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line. Spectrum Enterprise, nationwide, fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. Maxine, what are we likely to learn from the minutes?
Well, not much, to be honest, because it was the minutes from the January meeting. And if you remember that meeting, there was nothing big announced after all the announcements from December. It's still a very interesting document to look into because, as you know, inflation is surging in the Eurozone. And we want to see how worried central bankers are getting about this.
You know, as one of our guests pointed out there earlier this morning, Europe actually grew faster than the U.S. last year, yet there's still a lot of accommodation from the European Central Bank. When is that going to change?
Well, they're looking at the momentum, and of course the momentum accelerated a little bit at the end of the year. Inflation is surging. If you look at inflation, year-over-year inflation is at 1.8%, so that's very close to the ECB mandate of 2%. The thing is, the devil actually lies in the details. If you look at core inflation, it's still pretty weak, pretty flat, and that's what they're looking at right now. As long as they don't see any convincing upward trend there, they're likely to continue implementing QE and keep the stimulus in place.
Is there plenty of scope for things to go haywire in Europe this year?
Oh, yeah, of course. If you look at the elections, Europe is pretty much a political minefield this year. Doesn't mean everything will go wrong, but obviously for the ECB, that's something to watch. They already pledged to keep QE running at least until December, so that's quite useful for them because it means they bridge all the elections and they don't want to interfere, obviously, with the politics here.
Has the Brexit vote impacted the growth forecasts?
Well, yeah, of course. But the question is, to what extent? We know from the ECB that they've taken this into account. When we do our own forecast, we see it. The impact is negative, but it's probably much, much less negative than thought at the first place. If you look at the confidence, if you look at trade, everything is still holding up pretty much. As soon as the negotiations will start, we'll see if that's still the case. But for now, the impact is negative, but it's very limited.
As far as tapering from the European Central Bank with their asset purchase program, it's a little too early to say tapering, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's way too early. The hawks have also been saying it's too early. What we expect is actually the ECB to announce in September and not before September, in September that they are going to gradually start tapering the QE program in 2018. So signaling it in September and starting in January through mid-2018. So again, yeah, it's too soon. It's going to come at one point, but not yet.
What's the earliest that we can expect an actual rate increase? We get 10, 15 seconds.
Well, that's after the QE tapering. They will probably start to wind down the purchases. And then after probably 2018, 2019, when Draghi will actually leave the office.
All right. Maxine Spahi, we appreciate it. From Bloomberg Intelligence Economist, providing unique real-time research and context on business and all the market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers access this function at BI Go. Maxine joined us on the Spectrum Enterprise phone line, nationwide fiber-based network and IT infrastructure solutions. You're listening to Bloomberg Daybreak.